Guten Morgen, liebe Mitmenschen.
Good morning, dear fellow people. A new day is announced. The light of the young day is pointing this out. How does it look like in terms of a light-filled day in us? Is the young day perhaps already somewhat overcast, or is it clear? Are we motivated to greet the new day and get on with it, just as it appears clear and enterprising? Or is there a kind of cloudiness in us, a clouding of our mood, perhaps accompanied by a sigh that says, "Oh dear, what will this day bring?" Yesterday was already not so friendly, to say nothing of being balanced, clear, and hopeful.
Liebe Mitmenschen,
dear fellow people, today is today. Yesterday was yesterday, a bygone day. What was not yet overcome may still be hanging in our inner clouds, in the morning cloudiness of our mood. Who or what could change this? But however it may look in our consciousness, clear and enterprising, or moody, perhaps somewhat down, a small bit of advice for you. If you would like to, go to an open window, or if possible, go out of the door and breathe deeply, yes, vigorously, a few times. It would be good to take several more deep breaths until we notice that our lungs are filling with oxygen. Then we begin to breathe again according to our body rhythm. Whoever still has time could now straighten up, sit on a chair and close his eyes in order to explore in his disposition how he now feels. Someone who has a sunny morning today will get up very quickly and give himself a command. For instance, "So, now, briskly to work." Perhaps the day can now take its course with breakfast. But someone who was overcast today, so that there may still be clouds troubling his mood, could now eat breakfast and refresh himself with a brightening swallow from a prepared drink. Besides, several veils could lift from the cloudiness and uncover for him several of the causes if he would apply the little word "why." For example, "Why is my mood askew this morning? What does this want to tell me?" We will surely receive an answer, because our soul wants to liberate itself today from a certain burden. What could this burden be? Could it be fear? Of whom or what? Or could it be worry about how life on this side will continue? Or are we afraid of illness or worried about our husband, our wife, the children, and many other things? Let us ask ourselves, what can we do? And above all, the question is, where could we contribute so that things go better for others? Or what should we remedy concerning existing quarrels so that we can clarify our share of what made our mood askew? If we can accomplish little or nothing here or there, then we could pray. An honest and sincere prayer helps, because Christ is there. He wants to become active with His strength. Let us entrust ourselves to Him. Perhaps the clouds will then dissolve and your mood will brighten. A new day is before each one of us who awakens and gets up from his bed. And each day has its special tasks for each one. To deal with them means to live. Our day wants to be lived. Realize that it is your day, and your day wants to be lived by you. Dear fellow people, I wish you a joyful day filled with hope, which surely has much to say to you, to all of us.
Gabriela.